happy day. Oh, a happy day.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Our next segment is Single Parent Dating with special guest Julie Spira. Julie is the cyber dating expert and best-selling author of The Perils of Cyber Dating, Confessions of a Hopeful Romantic Looking for Love Online. Julie is a worldwide authority on online dating and dating advice columnist. She is frequently quoted in the media, including ABC, CBS, Fox, Cosmo Radio, Women's Day, Glamour, and Men's Health. Her dating advice has appeared on eHarmony, Match.com, where I met my wife, JDate, Huffington Post, Your Tango, Zusk, and more. She was named one of the top 10 columnists to follow on Twitter. Welcome, Julie, to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I am well. Today's topic of shame doesn't really relate to our subject of single-parent dating. So
they have no shame.
So what would you like to talk about instead today, Julie? I kind of will turn it over to you, and I'm going to go to sleep, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, while you're taking a nap, I really would like to talk about single-parent dating again, but I'd like to talk about it as it relates to Father's Day, because it's around the corner, and those of us who have dads and those dads out there, they might need a little advice and a little hand-holding as it relates to bringing kids into the relationship. And what do you do if you're in a relationship and you're dating and you're a single parent?
I think it's great, especially since you are deserting us next week.
I'm going to be at the Internet Dating Conference. I have a very good excuse.
All right. You are excused this once, but we will miss you terribly, and let's get some of that Father's Day advice, please.
Okay. Well, as you know, June is really an emotional time for singles, and when I was writing about it...
Wait. Stop. What do you mean June? Seriously.
The entire month of June is an emotional time, because it starts off with the women waking up and going, I'm invited to a June wedding and don't have a date.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, and they get a little panicked. And then it's also a feeling of an emotional time if someone has lost a father and they're celebrating Father's Day, or if they've suddenly become separated or divorced and they don't have their traditional family unit together for Father's Day.
I hadn't thought of that. For me, it's more the winter holidays that could be melancholy. But for women, I think what you're saying makes total sense.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. It's a panic button for a lot of women.
Okay, go on. This is fascinating.
So as we look at Father's Day coming up, and if you are a dater, or if you're single and you are alone and you really don't want to be alone next year on Father's Day, there are some niche online dating sites out there for single parents. Now, we talk about those sites originally in your intro. You talked about eHarmony, Match.com, and there are a lot of parents on there that if you would like to meet someone else who has children, you can certainly look for that in your search. But there are some sites that you can specifically go to if you are a single parent and you would like to meet another single parent, and that is... The first one is singleparentmeet.com, and the other one is singleparentmatch.com. Now, maybe they don't have as many members as some of the big traditional sites, but they might have members that really you can find something in common with if you are a single parent. So if you're thinking of dipping a toe in the online dating space, I would certainly suggest giving one of these two sites a shot.
You know, it's so interesting because when I was single, a 24/7 single parent, and I started dating, I don't think those sites were out there then. They were just the more conventional ones. And I really thought that I needed to only date single moms because I had my kids 24/7, and I thought, who else is going to really understand my life and the obligations, commitments, and good and bad that comes with it except a mom? But the sites didn't have those specific designations, nor were there ones geared, as you've said. And I think that's really terrific advice.
So even if you already are on a site, just add this to your daily routine and just log on for 30 days and see if you like it. But, you know, taking the opposite point of view, especially since you are about the point of view, I do not have children, okay? And I was in a relationship with somebody for 7 years who did have children, and I was with these children from the ages of 2 and 5, you know, up until when they were teenagers. And so when I became single for the first time after a long stint of being in a relationship, I wanted to meet somebody with children. So I specifically looked for profiles for single dads, that had children, that were really involved in their children's lives, and that really wanted an extended family, because I wanted an extended family. So sometimes just looking for somebody who has children, so you think that they might be the only ones to understand you, it isn't always the case. You take some people that haven't had children that want to give back in such a really positive way for kids, and that's where I was at.
Well, the irony is I didn't literally meet you, but I met someone in the same place. The woman I ended up meeting did not have children, and she felt exactly as you did, and we have now been married 18 months, and that blending proved to be just a lucky win for me, because the upside of marrying someone, if you're a single parent that does not have kids, is you don't have their family background. You don't have an ex or another parent to compete with in the same way that you would if it's a blended family. So I can now, I thought that at the time, that I only wanted to meet single moms, but as it turned out, luck and God and whatever providence played in it, I met a woman who did not have kids and has fit very well into our family with my two boys.
And that's terrific when it works out. I mean, keep in mind, there are some women that don't have children, that don't want to have children, and they will be resentful when the children are higher up on the totem pole than they are. And the children should be higher up on the totem pole. They are your kids.
Well, and you only have them, I like to say, you only have your kids on loan. Presumably, God willing, they're out of the house somewhere, before 32. You really, if you're lucky and you've done a good job, they're only there for 18 years or so. And if your primary relationship is not solid and you've lived your life all through your children, you are going to be left with a big hole. It's a whole empty nest thing that we've heard ad nauseum.
Right, but, you know, there is some truth about empty nest, and when I did get married to someone that I met online, one of the things he said to me was, my marriage is a priority because when these kids are gone, I want to still have that fabulous marriage. I don't want to look at my wife and go, okay, now what do? We've sort of really never had a lot in common to begin with because we were too busy shuttling kids and carpooling kids and creating their play dates and camp activities.
And or talking about them and talking about their problems. And therefore, you're not talking about things of interest to you as an adult.
Right. Now, here's another tip that I have. If you are dating somebody that you met online, you know, it is not the day to start blending the families on Father's Day. Some people think, okay, it's Father's Day. Let's do the yours, mine, and ours on this day. It's a real sacred day for a father and a child that they should embrace on their own and not jump into bringing a new relationship into it. And I think you can, you know, create some outing suggestions for the girl or the guy you're dating about what are you going to do for Father's Day and what am I going to do for Father's Day. And you can really participate in Father's Day as far as the suggestions are concerned. And then even afterwards, get on the phone and go, so how was your Father's Day, and compare notes. And that can sort of segue into eventually bringing the children into the relationship.
I think that makes sense. I do have an email, Julie, that I'd like to share, and I'm partial because it's from a divorced dad, so it's addressed to you. May I read it and get your response?
Certainly.
Okay, dear Julie, this is not exactly on topic, but I think it's of value. Dear Julie, I'm a divorced dad in my 40s with 50% custody of my one daughter, a teen. I make a decent living, but I'm far from rich. Between alimony, child support, and life, I don't have much left over. I find most women dismiss me due to my financial state. Is there any hope for me? Signed, decent guy who doesn't drive a Porsche.
Decent guy who doesn't drive a Porsche. Most people don't drive a Porsche, and those who've had them sometimes have just turned them in lately, and they have downsized like everybody else. You know, women, just like men look for women on a physical nature and see how attractive they are, it's the first instinct for a woman to look for a man to be the provider and protector, which basically means they want someone who, you know, financially can take care of them. These days, everybody is worth, most people are worth less than what they used to be due to the financial climate. And so I think what he really needs to understand is that there is someone for everyone. I'm going to give an example of somebody that I know who actually had gotten divorced, lost his children because he couldn't afford to take care of them, lost his business. I mean, we know a lot of people that have lost their businesses in the last few years. Lost his business. He was in his 50s, lost his children, felt completely worthless. And I said to him, some woman is just going to be happy to have your company. Maybe she's divorced. Maybe she's widowed. Maybe she makes a good living on her own. Maybe she just wants companionship. And he was in a deep, deep, dark depression. And I said, put your profile up on JDate. So he put his profile up on JDate. And in 24 hours, he met the woman that he's with now, who is madly in love with him, and she dotes on him, and she does his laundry, and she cooks his meals for him. I mean, it's unbelievable. He cannot contribute financially to the relationship. They adore each other, and they're in a very serious, committed relationship because she wanted someone just to spend time with her who really cared for her.
Well, she might also give him some confidence to jump back into the work world with a little bit more self-assurance.
Right, and at this point, she's making more money than he is. Perhaps that will change at some point. But for that couple, it isn't about the money. And so you really need to find someone that you know that during tough times, if the money isn't there, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to like that person.
I have a good girlfriend who is in a similar relationship with a man who is struggling for all the reasons you stated earlier. And she has broken up with him twice over this money issue. But in the end, she said, you know something? He is the love of my life. And it's more important than going out to a fancy restaurant. And what do you think? And I told her, how many people can say they found the love of their life? You'll figure it out.
That's very powerful. That's very powerful. I mean, if she's just saying, I need a date, I don't want to be alone, that's one thing. But if you really feel that strong connection with someone and you're calling them the love of your life, suddenly the financial matters get... they move down on that totem pole.
A man I respect greatly said, "We should be very grateful for the autobiographies of rich and famous people, because most of them have pretty miserable lives, showing that money in and of itself or fame do not bring happiness." So this only underscores what you're saying. We are near the end of our time, Julie. Please let our listeners know where they can reach you, and please tell me I'll get you again in 2 weeks.
We will definitely look at the calendar. I hope you can visit me at cyberdatingexpert.com.
Okay, Julie, thank you so much again for joining us. Have a good internet conference next week. It is time for a break. Be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.